So welcome back, everyone. We know you've already watched our introduction to darkroom and its benefits.
那大家欢迎你们回来，相信你们已经看了我们关于黑光及其它能带来的益处的一个介绍短片。
But here we want to go deeper into benefits before in our next little sharing talk about important preparation so you have lots of benefits.
那我们接下来会更加深入的讲一下黑光能够带来的好处，然后之后呢会讲一些重要的准备事项，这样你确实的能够收获到所有的益处。
One of the purposes of dark room is to change our brainwave function.
那黑光的目的之一就是要改变我们的脑波的功能。
We have found that when we get rid of all external light, the brain changes its production of serotonin and melatonin.
我们发现当所有的外部光线都消失的时候，我们的大脑在血清素以及褪黑激素分泌的水平上面就会发生改变。
And the pineal gland also starts to produce more DMT, or what we call pinealine as well.
那松果体就会产生更多的 DMT， 有时候我们也会把它叫做松香青。
So once the body stabilized after those first few initial days，
所以当最初的几天过去了，身体完全稳定之后
，Our visionary capacity in meditation is much better。
在冥想的时候，你的那个视觉，就灵视的能力会提升很多。
Our dreaming is much better。
那我们的各种的清明梦也会好很多。
We get greater mental clarity.
那我们的心智上面的清晰度也会提升。
And because of the program we offer, we get a chance to see our life from a bigger picture perspective and receive many answers in areas that we may be a little unsure of or confused about in life.
正因为我们在黑光当中所提供的课程，那我们就可以接收到关于我们生命当中的各个重要方面的一些答案，或者说是在我们不肯定的或者有些困惑的地方呢获得清晰的解答。
Our meditations are designed to really harmonize our physical, emotional, mental, and etheric body rhythms.
那我们的各种冥想设计出来就是为了让肉体、情绪、精神还有以太体的这各个方面都能够得到更好的平衡。
And then to gain a better state of health on all levels.
并且在各个层面上面都让自己的有更好的健康状态。
Many people know that for the last 24 years I've been able to maintain a permanent state of vigor.
那很多人都知道在过去的24年时间我能够维持一个永久辟谷的状态。
But vigor to me in my science of unity consciousness is a little different.
但是呢辟谷对我而言在我们的合一意识的科学当中是稍有不同的。
It means coming into a state where there's no more physical, emotional, mental or spiritual hunger, so the whole mechanism feels whole and complete.
因为这就意味着没有任何的肉体、情绪、精神以及灵性方面的饥饿感，所以你的整个体系就觉得是完整无缺的。
And so what we are then radiating out into the quantum intelligence field is something quite different.
这个时候我们往外辐射到这个量子场域当中的东西就已经非常不同了。
When a human being is no longer hungry on any level,
当一个人在任何的层面都不再饥饿的时候
they become free.
他们就变得自由了。
And what they're transmitting is an energy of nourishment for everyone around them.
这样说他们往外所传输的对周边的所有人而言都是一种滋养。
So in that state, we attract a lot of grace in life, a lot of love flows back, a lot of kindness and compassion, because that's what we become anchored in.
那在这种状态之下，我们就会吸引到许多的爱回流回来，还有仁慈、慈悲，因为这正是我们所往外辐射出去的。
So over these 9 days and nights we're together, I love to see what happens when there's no digestive energy being used or very little and how the body utilizes that extra energy for healing if people need this or for many other things.
所以我很希望看到在九天九的时间当中当我们只把很少或者说基本上没有能量用在消化的时候 那多出来的、省下来的能量，能够用在其他的方面，比如说疗愈或者其他需要的方面。
One of the experiments of Dark Room is we learn very quickly how to express our Zen master nature.
那我们在黑关当中呢，很快就能够经验到的是如何更多的表现出自己禅宗大师的那个特质。
And how to quickly move out of the game of the me, 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 all about me, into an understanding of the impact of our lives and our energy on the greater field, so we move into we consciousness.
这个时候我们就能够更快地从只是关于我这个状态这个游戏当中跳出来，而更加的觉知到我们的能量还有我们的所作所为对于周边的场域和其他人的影响，从而更加进入到我们的场域之中。
So I think perhaps while 9 days, 9 nights in Dark Room is a very extreme thing to do,
所以呢有时候想一想可能在黑暗当中待9天9夜是一个比较极端的事情。
It has so many benefits when you talk to people after and what they've received.
但是如果你跟人们谈一谈发现他们在黑关之后接收到了什么，你就会发现他其实有多多善意的好处。
So much so that we have many people repeating and they're now making 9 days in dark room with us their annual holiday.
即使是如此，有越来越多的人在年复一年的来参加了黑关，并且把9天9夜的时间变成了年度一次的度假。
A chance to reset their system.
这呢是一个很好的机会，重置他们的体系。
So again, these are just a few benefits.
所以呢，我们刚刚谈论的还只是少数的几个好处。
So we'd love to see you there if your heart calls you to come.
所以如果你的心召唤你过来的话，我们真的很乐意的见到大家在黑关中。
Again, just connect with Wu Ling.
大家可以呢跟吴林来联系。
Namaste.
Namaste.